Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, we're going to talk about Jason Sack's latest book called The Power of Persistence. If you have any questions, you can go ahead and call in at 347-324-3460, 347-324-3460, or pose a question in the chat room. We're going to read it on the air. Justin, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you.
I guess to begin with, kind of tell us about yourself. How did you get started?
It all started, I was 13 years old. I walked through through the doors of my first Anthony Robbins seminar. And ever since, it kind of changed my life in a lot of senses from the perspective that I learned how important it is to be of service to your community and to really take action. Most people say, I walked through Tony Robbins, and there's probably a lot of listeners who have heard, oh, yeah, I went to this seminar and it changed my life forever. And that's not really the story I tell. The story is that while I was 13 years old, I experienced my first seminar. It changed my life in a lot of senses. Mm-hmm. The thing that made the biggest difference for me was my ability to take immediate action. And in taking that action, it's a missing link for most people, because while you can visualize, you can dream, you can use the law of attraction, a lot of senses, to create all that you want in your life, if you don't take consistent and measurable action, you will never actually achieve the highest level of results in your life. And what I've noticed is that the most powerful thing, the most important thing for people is when they face that adversity, because all of us do at some point in our lives face adversity. And when we do, the ability to have that power of persistence, the power to move through that adversity, is the number one thing that creates success in most people.
Why do you think a lot of people just fail? I mean, they can't get it together. They've done all the things they can do. They felt like they did everything, done everything right, and it just doesn't come together.
Well, see, failure is the result of two things. It's the result of not having a clear enough why or a clear enough purpose behind what you're doing. And the second part is not taking enough consistent and measurable action towards achieving that result, whatever it is for you. You see, when people desire to achieve at a high enough level, and when they have a clear enough purpose behind why they must achieve, then they do. Now, the last piece, this is something that most people say, aren't you a motivational speaker? Why do you talk about this thing? And I say, look, I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm a guy who creates results, and I believe that you can create results too with the right tools, strategies, and principles in place. So here's what people say all the time, you have to set rewards for your goals and then you'll achieve. And I say people will do more to avoid pain than to gain pleasure. So why set rewards? Why not set consequences? And this is something that I did for myself. Now, I did this a few years ago when Sarah Palin was very, very popular and all over the media. And I personally, regardless of your politics or any of your listeners, I personally was not a big fan. And so what I did is I said, look, I can't get myself to exercise. No matter what I do, I won't exercise. Doesn't matter if you hire me a personal trainer, if I get to go on vacation, if I exercise because of the reward, if I get to go go out to dinner, whatever, it doesn't matter. Nothing would get me to the gym. So finally, I said one morning, I said, look, if I exercise 2 times in the next week, then I've accomplished my goal. So what's the consequence? Consequence is, if I don't exercise 2 times in the next week, I have to pay Sarah Palin $100 for every time I don't exercise. not to the gym. And it was that simple, but you know what? That simple thing makes the biggest difference for most people.
Wow. That little motivation.
It's amazing how well it works.
Well, how do you measure yourself when you do that? Hold yourself accountable. Yeah, you can say, I'm going to have to pay Sarah Palin $100. And, with some people, it works. Some people, it just don't connect. The dots don't connect, if that makes sense.
Right. Well, for them,
so part of
that,
they're not holding themselves accountable.
They need someone else to hold themselves accountable, right? And that's why you have a coach. That's why you have someone on your team. Because the reality is that if I didn't exercise and no one else was holding me to the, holding my feet to the fire, then I more than likely would not have paid Sarah Palin $100. But if I had someone like, for example, in this case, it was my dad who said, look, you're not going to pay Sarah Palin $100, so get your butt to the gym. Because he knew he has similar feelings that I do to Sarah Palin, and he knew that he was going to have to hold me accountable if I actually didn't achieve my goal. Now, my father's a physician, and he heard me, he's heard me speak on stage quite often. So now in his practice with all of his patients, he said to me the other day, he said, I've been doing this 25 years. He said, my biggest challenge is that in all of the time I've been doing this, none of my patients lose weight consistently and measurably. And the reason is because no matter what we do, regardless of the reward, regardless of anything else, it's the same thing you just said. They don't achieve the result. It's not a big enough need for them. I said, set them up with a consequence. So now he has. He had one patient who was going to Las Vegas. And they said, okay, look, you know, she was convinced that with all the distractions, with all the food, with all the buffets, with everything that's going on in Vegas, there was just no way she was going to be able to maintain her weight. She was going to lose weight, and she was really distraught about it. He said, look, if you don't lose 1 pound, we're going to set up a measurable consequence for you that is going to be so painful that you will never do it again. So the measurable consequence for her was that she had to pay Rush Limbaugh $500. And the moment he said it, it sent chills up her spine. And he said, I knew that's exactly what the consequence should be for you. So she came back from Vegas. She lost that pound because there is no way that she was going to pay Rush Limbaugh that $500, right? It works consistently and measurably if you have the right consequence and if you have someone on your team to hold you accountable to it.
Okay. So why a couple of questions real quick. Why so many businesses are struggling right now? Is it really the economy or just really motivation?
Well, I think there's a few different pieces to it. I think that in a lot of senses, businesses can create their own economy if they're smart about it, if they really evaluate their business and where they are and where they can grow. The challenge for most businesses, though, is there's a few pieces to this. The first piece is that we as business owners have to do a better job of making sure that our employees are in the right place at the right time for us. One of the things that Donald Trump says is it's not who you hire, it's who you fail to fire that will destroy your business, right? And it's a very difficult thing to say, but the reality is that we have to look and make sure as business owners that the people in our businesses are the right people in the right place. And the other piece is we have to motivate them and support them to really ensure that they reach a high level of success. We need to give them the systems. We need to teach them how to be most productive because most business owners are not giving their people the tools, strategies, and principles that they need to really be successful. They're not teaching them the simple things that make them the most successful they possibly can be. And then the last piece is, and I say this all the time, revenue, revenue, revenue. The more businesses make money, the more they sell, the more successful they'll be, the more they'll be able to hire others, the more they'll be able to grow. So the most important thing for business is to make sure that you're empowering your people to be as successful as possible and to produce as much results for your business as possible, and that's when you'll ultimately achieve success.
Okay, so what can business do right now to increase revenue and maximize their productivity?
Well, one of the biggest things they can do in the small business sector, one of the biggest things that they can do is evaluate their market and find, okay, if these are my current customers that have already paid me money, what additional products or services can I offer? Even if it's through a joint venture where you don't even have to fulfill, you just have to build the relationship and then profit from it. What additional products and services can you offer that will profit and that you can offer your current clients and customers because they've already spent money with you, they've already built trust with you, and as long as you haven't ruined that relationship, they're likely to do it again. And so it's a really powerful question that people need to be asking themselves because loyal customers are a great way to maintain and continually build your revenue and your business.
Okay. What are some of the most important steps that the business need to take in order to succeed in this economy?
Well, one of the biggest things is I think as business owners, we have to do a better job of being on target. You know, one of the biggest challenges right now for both business owners, for employees, and for you and I too, is this thing called email. And we're all so attached to this thing called email. And what I often tell people is as soon as you get on your email, you're in reactive mode. There's no way for you to be proactive in that moment because the second you get on that email, you are at the effect of what other people want rather than creating that which you want. So I know business owners who are sitting on their email all day long responding to people. And, yeah, they have some success, but the level of their success is significantly limited. So what I tell them to do is close your email. Don't get on your email until 12 noon. Do not get on your email for the first half of the day. And watch how productive you'll be. Now, for the first 3 days, you're not going to know what to do because you've built your business simply based on email. But as you grow, as you continue to develop your company, you will find very quickly that your most productive hours are before you check your email. Because as soon as you go to your email, you go to reactive.
Okay, so you're suggesting check your emails at the top midday. So focus on producing things in the mornings, maybe around 11 to 12, that's when you need to go hit the email?
Exactly, because for most people, their businesses are built outside of their email, right? For most people, it's in actually creating the various projects, doing the different deals, connecting with various people, being in meetings and being in, you know, product development opportunities. That's where you're going to build the revenue. But if you're so stuck in responding to that which other people have inquired about, there's no way for you to accurately and effectively build your business.
What if you're not a business owner or entrepreneur? Do these principles still apply?
Absolutely. I think it's critical for everyone. I think the biggest part is, you know, the other thing I teach is do 10 things by 10 a.m. And people, a lot of people, when I say do 10 things by 10 a.m., they hear, oh, my God, I have to get up earlier. And I said, yeah, you do, because if you do 10 things by 10 a.m., the level of your effectiveness is going to skyrocket because of the momentum you're going to achieve. When I first started doing this, by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I didn't know what to do with the rest of my day because I got so much done in the first few hours of my day. Because your momentum builds, and when your momentum builds, you're able to achieve at a higher level than ever before. And that's ultimately what you want for people, is you want them to be able to really reach that high level of success. And when they do that, by getting that momentum started, it's like, I don't know if you've ever heard the metaphor of an airplane, but it takes 60% of its fuel for an airplane to get off the ground. And then 40%, once you're in the air, back down the landing, but 60% is getting in the air. So if 60% of our energy is required just to get up in the air on our way to achieving whatever result we desire in our lives, imagine how powerful it would be if you could do that by 10 a.m., how effective you would be the rest of the day.
Wow. We're going to take a break real quick and be back in a moment with Justin Sachs.
You're listening to The Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Tim Jacquet. We're talking to Justin Sachs. I guess something's clicking. I'm just giving a sign to the producer. I guess tell us about how did you come about writing this particular book, The Power of Persistence.
Along the way, what happened was I was working with all these successful business people, whether it was Tony Robbins or Mark Victor Hansen, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul series. I was working with all these extraordinary individuals, wondering, what is it that makes the difference? why is it that I go to all these seminars and events like most of our listeners, or I go to, you know, various educational opportunities in my community, networking functions, what have you. Why is it when I go there, 90% of the people aren't achieving the results that they desire in their lives? Why is it that 90% of the people out there don't actually have the success that they want? And so I started to look, what's the measurable difference between those that have it and those that don't, between those that succeed and those that fail, between those that achieve the greatest results and those that are still working towards it? And the biggest measurable difference is in their ability to persist, because at some point along the way, you receive this insane amount of adversity, this intense feeling of being pushed back, whether that's people telling you no, whether it's people telling you can't do it, whatever it is, at some point along the way, people are going to hold you back. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed was that the most extraordinary individuals persist through that adversity every single time. You take Kentucky Fried Chicken, for example, KFC. Colonel Sanders faced adversity 1,007 times. 1,007 people turned him down when he was trying to get his chicken recipe sold to a restaurant. And then finally, one said yes, 1,008. And that 1,008th yes was the one that turned Kentucky Fried Chicken into a multi-million-dollar, multi-billion-dollar enterprise. So you can imagine that if at any point along those 1,007 no's he gave up, you and I would have never had a Kentucky Fried Chicken piece of chicken. Not that that would have made that much of a difference in our lives, but you can bet that it would have made a big difference in his. And so...
it saved a lot of family dinners.
Absolutely. Absolutely, right? I mean, the reality is that you could go on and on and on and tell story after story. And I worked for Mark Victor Hansen. When I worked with Mark, he tells the story of when he first got Chicken Soup for the Soul sold to publishers. He was turned down by 144 publishers in New York, all of whom said there's no way it'll sell. Now, it has since sold over 200 million copies internationally, been translated into 40 languages. But he was turned down 144 times. Imagine if he would have given up after any one of those times. You nor I would have ever read one of those Chicken Soup for the Soul series books. And that's the power of this. The power is that you are going to face adversity. People are going to tell you you can't do something. People are going to tell you that you're too young, you're too old, you're too ugly, you're too fat, you're too whatever to do what you want to do. And the reality is that that's all a bunch of lies. If you believe in yourself, and that's what you have to do, is you have to really identify your purpose behind it, believe you can do it, and then go take action. And when you take that action consistently, regardless of who tries to hold you back, that's when you'll create results.
Wow. Now, your book talks about real stories of real people creating extraordinary results. Is it a collection of works that you, when you put this together, different stories that... you heard from different people and you just wrote your experience, your interpretation of each story, or how those stories came about?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. We were sitting, my development team and I were sitting trying to figure out, okay, what are we going to do with this book? Because we knew it had to be about persistence. And I said, well, we could teach them tools and strategies to maintain their persistence. But the reality is that wouldn't be good enough, because people get inspired, people get motivated, and people learn when they together collectively understand from another person's perspective. And so what we wanted to do was actually create a series of stories from some of the most extraordinary people you'll ever meet, how they actually created results. So we have an Olympic fencer on there, how he became an Olympic fencer and how he overcame the adversity that he faced in order to reach that place. We have people who lost hundreds of pounds in there, who needed to lose weight. They're in there. So we've got, and we've got business experts, and we've got, you know, personal stories of creating success. So we've got all these different stories from various people in all different parts of life, how they've achieved success. And from that place, we're able to really look and see, these are the tools that they use to create success. My story's in there as well. But ultimately, it's about all of us together collectively creating results and how we were able to do it. That's going to motivate, inspire people, and give them the tools, strategies, and principles they need to do it too. Because what I know? Mm-hmm. What I know is that each and every one of us, even now in this moment, are facing adversity somewhere in our lives. We know what we need to do to create success. The reality is that all of us know. But there's something that's holding us back from actually doing it. Whether it's fear, whether it's not believing we can do it, whatever it is, something's holding us back. And if we can get past that and actually start taking action on creating those results, we will achieve so much more in our lives. One of my friends the other day just said to me, he said, it's 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day towards achieving that result that you've been holding yourself back if it's dedicated, focused, and completely, completely clear. If you take 10 minutes a day, that's an hour a week towards your goal. And ultimately, over time, you'll achieve a lot more success. Over 1 year, that's 365 hours. So imagine the power of 365 hours towards a goal over the course of a year, what you can get done.
Any particular story that really stands out to you beyond the one you just mentioned to us earlier that who challenged adversity and made it?
I mean, I can tell you stories all day long. I think the most important thing is that, you know, people have to really identify what is it for them that's going to move them and push them, right? Because the reality is that each and every one of us are in the same place as all these other guys that I mentioned. They're in the same place as Mark Victor Hansen. We're in the same place as Colonel Sanders. We're in the same place as Thomas Jefferson, if you tell that story, or President Lincoln, right? All of them face just as much adversity as we have. But the reality is that in that moment of decision, they decided to continue on instead of giving up. And that's the power of this, and that's what ultimately all of us have to do, is that now there's an area of our life in which we can give up. And if we choose to give up, our lives will never be the same. And if we choose to continue on, go ahead. We choose to give up, our lives will never be the same. And yet, if we choose to continue on, we'll be able to achieve so much more in our lives, and that's the goal for each and every one of us. How can we really create that level of fulfillment?
So it got to be a point somewhere that, hey, this is not going to work. I should just give up. Is it any time at any moment, maybe it's the wrong business plan, maybe it's the wrong account, is it any time that you should just throw in the towel and say, well, let's focus on something else?
When I worked for Tony Robbins, he used to tell the story about going into the garden. He said, people say I'm a motivational speaker. The reality is I'm not a motivational speaker, because if I walk in a garden, I don't believe that you should say there's no weeds, there's no weeds, there's no weeds, because the reality is there's weeds there. I'm the type of guy who wants to pull out the weeds and figure out how to make it the way it needs to be, right? And so it's the same thing here. Is I'm not telling you that you should just have blind faith and go about the same thing expecting a different result. That's the definition of insanity. But if you have an outcome, if you have a result that you want to achieve, you can achieve that result. You may have to re-strategize. You may have to refocus. You may have to change your system. You may have to change your approach. But the reality is that somewhere along the way, if you focus, if you persist, and if you consistently, measurably take action, then you will be able to achieve that result somewhere along the way. It's just a matter of being able to consistently persist and change your approach where you need to along the way.
Wow. Lastly, any last thoughts that we have a question here regarding sales. And I almost talked about what I just mentioned. When you go after that sales account and they keep saying no, 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 no. That's what he's writing here. So you just keep the effort going like Colonel Sanders?
Absolutely.
And looking for it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I persist. If I know that there are prospects for me, I will persist and persist and persist. Because the reality is that eventually they're going to say yes. Or eventually they're going to be so tired of you that they'll never take your call again, one or the other. And either way is fine with me. But it will be one or the other.
It will be one or the other. Okay. Any last thoughts?
I think that, you know, the number one thing I want to share with people is that ultimately you have the power of achieving anything you want in your life. And there's a couple, you know, simple systems that I want to just remind people of. And those are the two things that I mentioned. I'm going to give them one more. The first one is do 10 things by 10 a.m. If you do 10 things by 10 a.m. measurably and consistently, you will achieve more results in your life, hands down, every time, no matter what. The second thing is I want you to make sure that you consistently persist and that you consistently take action towards that which you want. And the last thing, this is very important, is make a list every single day of your highest priority activities. Because by making that list, you'll be able to move forward in achieving that which you want. And every day your priorities shift, right? What was important to me yesterday is possibly not important to me today. And what's important to me tomorrow probably will not be the same thing that's important to me today in terms of my priorities in my business now. So what I want you to do is create that list every day, and then as you do that, you will notice that you're able to achieve the highest priority activities first. And that's what will make the biggest difference.
Perfect. Well, how can we get your book? And also, if you can tell us your website address.
Absolutely. My books are available on all major retailers, Barnes & Noble and Amazon. And my website is jsachs.com. It's jsachs.com.
Great. Well, thank you for coming on to the program. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you again.
It's my pleasure. Great to be with you.
Okay, take care. Again, that's with Jess Sachs. He talking about his book, The Power of Persistence. If you'd like to download this episode, you can download it on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. Hey, everybody, thank you for listening. Have a great day. You listen to The Core Business Show.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.